We're doing our quick review of Pirkei Avot, and we're up to the second chapter. Rebbe says, you want to know a straight path, then look at the path that when you perform it, it'll glorify you, and people will find it glorified. And be careful with a light mitzvah as a heavy mitzvah, because we don't know the wages of mitzvot. Whenever you're contemplating, should I do mitzvah or not, weigh what will you get if you lose the mitzvah, what will you get if you perform the mitzvah. You perform the mitzvah, endless wages. You miss the mitzvah, what'd you miss it for? A guy has a chance to daven with minyan. You know how many times you say amen in the minyan? Every time it's another mitzvah. You stand outside and shoot the breeze and figure I'll daven alone. You missed so many mitzvot. For what? What'd you get for losing the mitzvah? What would you have gotten if you would have done the mitzvah? Same thing with an avera. What do you get if you do the avera? What's it worth at the end of the day? But what will you lose if you do the avera? So look at life. Stop and think about things, Rebbe said, before you act. Notice three things and you don't come to sin. Remember what's above. What's above? The eye that sees, the ear that hears, and everything gets written down. At the end, we won't have an escape. It's not like a court where you could convince him. God's going to do instant replay. This is what you did. This is what you thought. This is what you said. When a person thinks of life that way, then he has to behave himself. His son, Rabbi Gamliel, said, Torah is good with a way of supporting oneself. If a person only learns Torah and doesn't support himself, that's not good. If he only works and he doesn't learn Torah, that's not good. You need to toil at both. If you learn Torah and you're not working, then ultimately how's the Torah going to last? It'll bring along sin with it. A person's going to have to look for illegal ways to make a living. Now, if you work and your work is with the public, so do it for the sake of heaven. Because when you work with the public, it's not easy. You need the merits of your forefathers. And when you do it for the sake of heaven, the merits of the forefathers, of your forefathers, the congregation's forefathers, they'll help you out. And your righteousness will be eternal. And even though you had help from above, I'll consider it, God says, as though you yourself did it. Be careful with politicians, Rabbi Gamliel warned. Even though they seem friendly, they're only friendly because they have to gain from it. They seem like they like you when they have to gain from it, but when you'll need them, they won't stand by your side. Rabbi Gamliel warned, do God's will as though it were your own will, so that when you need something, He'll take care of you as though it was His will. Annul your will, because He has His will. If I want to do something and it's not in line with God's will, then Rabbi Gamliel says, annul one's will before God's will, so that He'll annul others' will for your will. Hillel says, don't separate yourself from the congregation. If everyone's doing something and it's decent, go along with them. And don't have faith in yourself till the day you die. People think, I can't fall from here. No, Hillel says, you never know. From every situation, a person can go down. And don't judge your friend till you're in their shoes. And don't say something that you don't want to become publicized, because ultimately it will be publicized. And don't say, I'll learn when I get a chance. Who says you'll ever get a chance? Mishnah Hey, Hillel used to say, a person who doesn't even owe basic courtesy, he cannot be fearful of sin. A person who's a boor, not only doesn't know Torah, he doesn't even know how to behave with his fellow man, basic courtesy, well, he cannot be a God-fearing person. A person who doesn't know Torah, he could be a God-fearing person, but he won't know how to keep the laws of the Torah with dikduk. He won't know how to be a chassid. He won't be able to be pious, because he hasn't learned. If a person's too embarrassed, he's never going to learn. You got to be able to ask questions. If a person's too tough, he's never going to teach, because the students won't be able to ask questions. And if you think you'll do a lot of business and get smart, you're wrong. Whoever does too much business, he won't have time to get smart. And don't say, well, I'm not man enough yet. If there's no one else who's going to take the leadership, you take the leadership. Hela once saw a skull floating on the water. It was obvious the person was murdered. Hillel said to the skull, because you murdered others, that's why you too were murdered. But don't worry, those who murdered you, ultimately they'll be murdered as well. Hillel said, you have too much meat. People think, I feel good, I eat a lot of meat. Just think in the long run. It just means there'll be more vermin eating you at the end. A person has a lot of wealth, he thinks, now I have it good. I have a lot of wealth. Hillel says, no. You have more things to worry about. A person thinks, I have a lot of women, then I'll be happy. No, he'll be looking for many aphrodisiacs. He won't have the strength. A person thinks he has a lot of maids, it'll be good. They'll be cheating with other guys all around him. A person has a lot of servants, he thinks that's good. So you should know they're all stealing from him. Everyone's waiting for him not to look to take from as well. So what should you try to have a lot of? Hillel said, you have a lot of Torah, you'll have a lot of life. You have a lot of time that you sit in yeshiva, you'll get very smart. you have a lot of advice, you'll have a lot of understanding. If you do a lot of tzedakah, you bring a lot of peace to the world. If you acquire a good reputation for yourself, then you really acquired something. If you acquire Torah, you acquire the world to come. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was Hillel's small disciple, but ultimately he was the one who led the Jewish people. He got his tradition from Hillel and Shammai, and he used to say, if you've learned a lot of Torah, don't feel good about yourself. That's why you were created. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai had five disciples. They were Rav Eliezer ben Hurkanos, Rav Yeshua ben Hanania, we learned about in our Ein Yaakov class this morning, Rav Yossi HaKoin, Rav Shimon ben Netanel, and Rav Elozer ben Arach. He used to say their strengths. Rav Elozer ben Hurkanos is like a pit that's been coated with seed, doesn't lose a drop. Rav Yoshua, from the minute he was born, his mother used to take him into the academies. He should always hear the words of Torah. Praised is the one that bore him. Rav Yossi is extra pious. Rav Shimon is fearful of sin. Rav Elozer ben Arach is like a stream that keeps overflowing. He used to say, if all the sages were on a balance scale, and Elozer ben Hurkanos was on the other side, he'd overweigh all of them. Abba Shaul quoted it differently. If all the sages with Rav Elazar ben Hurkanos were on a balanced scale, and Rav Elazar ben Arach were on the other side, he tilt the scale against all of them. He said to them, go see what is the straight path a person should stick to. Give me one theme that if a person sticks to it, he'll get it right. Rav Elazar says, have a good eye. Be happy when other things have it good. Be happy with what you have. Rav Yeshua says, a good friend. If you have a good friend, he'll tell you when you're wrong. Oh, you got it. Rabbi Yossi says a good neighbor. Rabbi Shimon says someone who sees the future. He sees what's about to happen. Rabbi Elozer says a good heart. He said, I think Rabbi Elozer ben Arach encompasses all of what you say. He said, go see what's a bad path that a person should stay away from. Rabbi Elozer said a bad eye. Rabbi Yeshua said a bad friend. Rabbi Yossi said a bad neighbor. Rabbi Shimon said someone who borrows and doesn't pay back. Doesn't matter if he's borrowing from his fellow man or from the Creator. Because he's thinking of the here and now. He's not thinking that tomorrow he'll need you and you won't be there for him. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach said a bad heart. He said, I think Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, his is better because his encompasses yours. They each said three things. Rabbi Elazar said, honor your friend's honor should be precious to you like your own. Sometimes we yell at someone. We think, oh, what do you mean? He deserves it. Yeah, but would I want to be yelled at in front of other people? So my friend's honor should be as precious as my own. And we could apply this to our friends, our roommates, our wives, our children. And don't anger easily. And repent one day before you die. All too often we think of the future. We assume we have a long time to take care of things. He reminds us you never know when you're going to go. So always repent one day before you die. Well, who knows when we're going to die? So it might be tomorrow. We don't know. So that means every day should be a day lived to its fullest. Don't wait for tomorrow. Fix your life today. And warm yourself next to the flame of the sages, but be careful, because sometimes wise men are warm, and then we get too close, and we feel like they're buddy-buddy, and then we end up getting burnt. Because their bite, oh, it's a bite like a fox that has hooked teeth and tears out the flesh. Their sting is like a scorpion sting. Their hiss is like the hiss of a snake, and their words are like hot coals. Even though they're warm to you, even though they're nice to you, don't take it for granted because Hashem protects them. And if you overstep your boundary, Hashem won't let you get away with it. Okay, we'll have to pick up over here. We're halfway through the second chapter, more than halfway. We'll pick up over here, Bezat Hashem, next week. Bezat Hashem, next week, quarter to 9 to 9:30, we'll finish our review of Pirkei Avot, Bezat Hashem.